I'm not sure if he'll wish to see me. I think I may remind him of a time he prefers to forget. But I'll come, all the same.
Is there any chance of seeing any of his pictures?
Not from him. He won't show you a thing.
There's a little dealer I know who has two or three. But you mustn't go without me. You wouldn't understand. I must show them to you myself.
Dirk, you make me impatient, said Mrs. Strover. How can you talk like that about his pictures when he treated you as he did?
She turned to me.
Do you know when some Dutch people came here to buy Dirk's pictures, he tried to persuade them to buy Strickland's? He insisted on bringing them here to show.
Well, what do you think of them? I asked her, smiling.
They were awful.
But, sweetheart, you don't understand.
Well, your Dutch people were furious with you. They thought you were having a joke with them.
Dirk Strover took off his spectacles and wiped them. His flushed face was shining with excitement.
Why should you think that beauty, which is the most precious thing in the world, lies like a stone on the beach for the careless passerby to pick up idly? Beauty is something wonderful and strange that the artist fashions out of the chaos of the world in the torment of his soul. And when he has made it, it is not given to all to know it. To recognize it, you must repeat the adventure of the artist. It is a melody that he sings to you. And to hear it again in your own heart, you want knowledge and sensitiveness and imagination.
Why did I always think your pictures beautiful, Dirk? I admired them the very first time I saw them.
Strover's lips trembled a little.
Go to bed, my precious. I will walk a few steps with our friend, and then I will come back.